You're listening to the Film Companion Podcast Network. Drop us a rating and do review us, please. Happy listening. That line from Sholay na ki is film mein tragedy hai, action hai, like literally there's everything. There is the whole action track. There is, of course, the two love stories. There is the comedy. There's the whole maa ka angle. There's the family drama. Yeah. Like, there's nothing she missed.
It didn't really work for me. I was, I think, 17 or 18 years old. I was like, you know, but everything looks so tacky. I didn't get it that it's supposed to be a spoof. I didn't know what a spoof was, I think, then.
You were talking about wanting to be on the set. I was on the set.
Oh.
I actually have a picture somewhere of me on the Dhanno.
Told to go back to college and become a student, and he was like, you know, I'm too old to play a student, and he was just doing it a couple of years ago in Kuch Kuch Hota and a lot of other films.
Hey everyone, this is FC Retake. I'm Anupama Chopra.
And I'm Rahul Desai.
And we are here happily to talk about...
Main hoon na.
Because, not because this is a Shah Rukh and Ranbir show, though secretly between us it is.
It looks like.
So to be fair, we did do a poll and Main Hoon Na came out at number one on the film that most people wanted us to do a retake on. It is also 20 years of Farah Khan's debut, and so what better time?
I mean, hey, you guys asked for it, so...
That's right.
We had
do
other
not
choices
troll us.
Too. We had other choices. I had come all prepared thinking Rocket Singh is going to be it, but... Soon
we will get there. I have to tell you, Rahul, I had a great time rewatching it. It was so much fun, and I had forgotten so much of it. Yeah. I haven't seen it actually since I saw it back in the day in 2004. And first of all, it hit me what a different world we lived in.
We'll come to that.
We will come to that. Yeah, but my God, what a different world we lived
in.
And how inventive the film is, and how funny it is, and it was just a really good time.
It looked like a blast. Like I wanted to be on the set, and I think that could be said about Farah Khan's early movies, like her first three or four.
So,
but no, you're right. I was actually expecting you to get a review of yours this time also. Did you review it?
I did not, because at the time, at least I think I didn't. I actually forgot to try and find it, but my memory is that. At that time, I had already begun working on the book.
Okay.
So, this was a book I wrote on Shah Rukh. So, I thought it would be a conflict of interest. Because I'm spending so much time with him then to kind of also talk about his film. But you were talking about wanting to be on the set. I was on the set.
Oh.
It was so much fun. That Dhanno. The wo jo cycle rickshaw type thing.
Which became iconic.
I actually have a picture somewhere of me on the Dhanno. Yeah. Because I said, if there's anything called Dhanno, I, as the great Sholay fan, need to be on it. So, but it's just, I love that she took snatches from so many movies.
Yeah.
Right? You can see echoes of, I mean, the fact is, Nasruddin Shah's character is playing a version of what he played in Masoom. There is, of course, the whole Matrix homage with the spitting professor, which is fabulously funny. There's also the doves straight out of a John Woo climax. There's the makeover, which is so Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. But she blended all these things into something original and fun.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's dripping of affection for movies.
Yeah.
Which I know is a common thing now, but it's important when we talk about these movies, which we have been like 20, 30 years old, it's important to place them in context of 2004 or 1995 or whatever it is. Back then, this was not new. It was pretty original to just do this whole retro ode, and the homages have become overdone now.
Yeah.
You see it in every other film, every other show. You know, people don't know. And also with the internet era and with TVF making it so popular with their videos, it became a thing much after Farah Khan came onto the scene. And that's what I appreciated even this time while watching it. I was like, yeah, I've seen this before. Then I had to remind myself that this was before everything I saw.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, the way she's using old Hindi film music.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's every second film now. Mm-hmm. Right?
Exactly.
And she was doing it 20 years ago. All the Chand Mera Dil and Jaane Ja and Ek Ladki Ko Dekha and everything.
Yeah.
You know, everything. And the fact that of course, Sushmita Sen is Chandni and Chiffon Sarees, you know, the kind of shout out to Yash Chopra and all his cinema. But what I loved was that it's a real masala movie in the best sense of the word, because she hits every emotion, right? So that line from Sholay, na, ki is film mein tragedy hai, action hai, like literally there's everything. There is the whole action track. There is, of course, the two love stories. There is the comedy. There's the whole maa ka angle. There's the family drama. Yeah. Like there's nothing she missed.
Yeah, it's a. I think it was a very complete ode to retro Bollywood. And I think for a lot of people like me who watched it then for the first time, we learned a lot about the old film she was referencing then, because we hadn't watched a lot. Like I hadn't watched a lot of 70s and 80s films. And after watching Farah Khan's Main Hoon Na and then Om Shanti Om, Main Hoon Na sowed the seeds. Om Shanti Om was like, you know, complete ode to the movies. Here there were other things we were talking about. This was more also of a reflection of the country we lived in, the times that Hindi cinema was made in. Two decades feels like a lifetime ago in every sense of the word. Honestly, when I watched it the first time, I remember very well. I was new to Bombay like a couple of years. It didn't really work for me. I was, I think, 17 or 18 years old. I was like, you know, but everything looks so tacky. I didn't get it that it's supposed to be a spoof. I didn't know what a spoof was, I think, then. Until I then saw Om Shanti Om and then revisited Main Hoon Na. I was like, oh, now it's fun. Now I get what Farah Khan is doing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be part of her love for the movies. Like I wanted, I think there were filmmakers that came later and did Noah, and like the all the homages we see today came in more serious context. But I think she was almost like, you know, like it was almost like number one in terms of, you know, where it all started.
And even the Bindu character.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, to bring an icon like Bindu back.
Yeah.
And to have her at one point break into the dance that she's so famous for, I thought was just so well done. In fact, what really struck me this time, Rahul, was how inventive her, and she is a fabulous choreographer, but how inventive the camera movements and the choreography was. I mean, starting with that Jaise Hawaye, the introduction of Sanju and those long takes that she's doing to the Qawwali.
Oh, that was something.
Something else. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we had forgotten.
I know. Yeah.
And Qawwalis were such a part of our cinema, you know, through the 50s and 60s. There were so many films with amazing Qawwalis, and she brings the Qawwali back as this really cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was so much fun.
It was. It was a history lesson for a lot of us. And even watching Shah Rukh was great because in that avatar, because I mean, one of the first things is that, you know, he's told to go back to college and become a student, and he was like, you know, I'm too old to play a student, and he was just doing it a couple of years ago in Kuch Kuch Hota and a lot of other films. And it's a nice little hat tip to how we use our heroes and how Shah Rukh has never really aged through that whole decade also.
Yeah.
And there were so many odes to his own filmography. The whole, when Amrita Rao also, her character goes from tomboy and becomes, and Sushmita Sen dresses her up. And then she realizes she's getting all the attention, but they also call it out.
They do call it out.
This is who I am. I'm a tomboy, I'm a goth, I'm, you know, whatever it is, this, I'm not going to change for you.
Correct.
So it was fairly self-aware, and I quite enjoyed watching it again too. It's been, I think, around 15 years. I think Om Shanti Om is the film I keep re-watching.
Huh.
But this was a refreshing addition to my re-watches.
You know what was really sort of, what tugged at my heart was the fact that 20 years ago, the villain was the man who hated Pakistan and wanted to create war.
And they are heroes now.
They're
the same Sunil Shetty character who's Raghavan. You get the whole Hindu mythology, Ramayan subtext. That was very normal.
Ram Lakshman as the brothers.
Ram Lakshman, yes. Raghavan, we, the mother, you know, we get it all. Like that's very on the nose. That's what they wanted. But the things he said in that film, especially, there's this one thing in a flashback where he says that, you know, when he's getting court-martialed, he's like, you know, we've been at war with Pakistan since 1947. That same dialogue would have got a standing ovation today. I felt it. I could hear the applause around me. But there he's getting court-martialed and saying, you know, he needs mental health.
Yeah.
That's what Nasiruddin Shah's character
said. Correct.
So much has changed. That villain is the hero of most films now.
Yeah.
Nationalism has changed.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, when there's that lovely moment when Shah Rukh says to Sanju that something like zindagi nafrat ke liye bahut choti hoti hai.
Yeah.
You know, which I feel like encompasses like his message over 30 years.
Exactly.
That life's too short for hate. We need to love more.
Yeah. You know, as recent as Pathan and Jawan, you know, it's not about sort of competing in language of hatred. It is letting love take over. And
yeah.
And that's what I liked about Mehuna. You know, they had all these messages. They had this, like the enemy of secularism in the film is the villain of the film.
Yeah.
And they had all these very heavy sort of odes to old school Bollywood and old school India. But at the same time, they sort of cotton wooled it with this nice little entertaining spoof, because the college versions were very entertaining. Like all the characters. And I remember I used to rewatch it sometimes with my parents again, and they used to absolutely crack up seeing Satish Shah and Bindu and you know, Boman Irani, and all of them were at their prime.
I loved that Boman Irani is the principal of the school is reading Harry Potter. He's sitting there with this thing of Harry Potter in his office. It's just fab. And Satish Shah, that there's that one sequence where everyone's wearing things with wipers
was genius. Like, you can't come up with that right now.
And it's just perfect.
It's just perfect.
As is, I would argue, Sushmita Sen as the chemistry teacher.
Absolutely.
And her entry
and
the beats going and
it
you
was
know,
one of the best entries I've seen
ever.
In a decade. Yeah, like, I mean, for sure. Because, and even now I get goosebumps when I see it, because it's the musical notes that start first, you the kawalis, you see all that, and you can hear it, you can see it. And even that was such a beautiful ode to how Shah Rukh has sort of reinvented masculinity in Hindi cinema. Because something like that could have been really creepy today, that whenever you see the girl, you just feel like singing.
Correct.
And you just feel like acting inappropriate in every way possible. And today, you know, that could turn into aggression. But when Shah Rukh does it, and when he just can't control himself, I thought he acted very well
he
at
did.
Doing that.
He's
like, you know, I can't help it. These words are coming out of my mouth. It wasn't creepy. It was innocent in a very strange way. And I like that. And they had chemistry. Those two had chemistry. Shah Rukh has platonic chemistry with a lot of his actresses. Sexual chemistry is rare in Hindi cinema in general.
Because Rahul, they also have the whole scene where she's dressing his wounds and then blowing slowly on them.
I think a lot of us our age then realize that we are ready to turn men again. So I love the fact that they not only gave us those classic moments, they actually went beyond that and said, you know, this is also our hero and heroine can be together.
Yeah.
It can be sexual. It can be without it seeming impure to families or whatever. It was a spoof. Even that was a spoof, because she was taking charge.
Correct.
And he was the shy one, which he was in as recently as Pathan, when Deepika was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So and I like that he's remained loyal to that brand of cinema and that brand of masculinity and you know that hero that he's always played,
and that brand of patriotism
it's gotten you know, now you have to find different ways to say it, but I think in that film it was as blatant as possible. And it's, if I have to ever tell people what changed in the last 20 years, I would just tell them to watch a film like Mehuna. Just see, and you tell me what you feel, who you feel is the hero in that film and who you feel is the villain. And what has changed since then. And it did make me also a little emotional because of that.
Hena?
It did, because I was like, I would have loved to review this film then. Only we took things for granted then. We were like, ye to hota hai, yaar, ye 70 se chal raha hai.
Correct.
Patriotism. It's old school patriotism. And we've always seen it. It wasn't a bad, it wasn't a divisive word then.
Yeah.
Now it is. And
now it is.
You'll be like, my patriotism better than yours. Back then it was like, this is the post-partition patriotism and this is who we are.
Correct. So, I also want to talk, Rahul, a little bit about the music.
Yeah.
By Anu Malik.
He's given some banger soundtrack for Shah Rukh, and can't deny.
I mean, look at the, and each song
is
so damn good. From Prom Night,
very versatile,
to Kavali, to the title song, Mehuna. It's just such a variety of amazing songs.
It is. And he's always, somehow already, always like pulled it out of a hat for Shah Rukh Khan. Like since Bazigar and you know, you see it. And Ashoka, and it just, his most versatile soundtracks happen when Shah Rukh is there. And I really enjoyed the soundtrack. Even while I was watching, I realized so many of the songs were earworms now. And you know, you don't realize it, but it's always been in your head for the last 20 years. The Qawwali song starts, the beat starts.
Yeah, the beat starts and you know what
and
it is.
And you know exactly what it is. You know how Sushmita is moving. You know what Shah Rukh is doing. You know everything. And that's where Dadde Disco and all came from later.
Correct. Like,
this was sort of the beginning of that. And that was a lovely little phase to be part of as a viewer also.
And I also loved the last song, the credit song. You know, which Faraz, is a Faraz
so
speciality.
Good at, that, right?
You know, it was so... And but Rahul, we had never seen this in a film before.
Huh, exactly.
You know, nobody acknowledged...
Curious.
On camera, everyone, including the light men and the art department and the dress men, and it was just so nice to see. And being a little cheeky, being a little fun, it was just such a warm, fuzzy feeling.
And it all happened in a funfair, which is the perfect mood of the film.
Correct.
The whole thing was a spoof, and it ended with a nice little post. I mean, end credits funfair thing. And it was, I was going to ask you that, did that happen a lot? Because I didn't see it either. Like,
I don't
except
remember.
For her first two films. And like, and Om Shanti was, of course, it fit in a lot more because it was about the film industry. But here it was so nice to see.
It was lovely. It was lovely. And I think this is something that's a signature Farah thing.
I was just like creating an alternate universe where Joe Akhtar watched that and made the opening credits of
For Luck by Chance. Yes, absolutely. I also think, Rahul, it's interesting how they used, you know, you also have, of course, the styling that has now come. I mean, it's 2004, Kuch Kuch, K3G had already happened. So, of course, there's Manish Malhotra doing the chiffon saris. But then there is Karan Johar styling Shah Rukh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Actually. Yes. He styled Shah Rukh. So that iconic look of the Burberry scarf and getting off the train.
And always making him look like the sort of older gentleman amongst the students.
Absolutely.
And very stylish at that.
Yeah, very stylish. Yeah. And it was all done by Karan, which is just, I thought, so much fun
it's
again.
Great. Given that Karan directed Kuch Kuch Hota Hai just like less than a decade before that, 7 years before that, it was... quite a nice little full circle there because he's going back to college. There.
He is going back to college. Exactly. So, listen, what did you feel about... So, I felt like Zayed actually worked in places.
Hmm. He did work in the college bits.
Yeah.
When he was with Amrita and with his friend. When he was had to show this very campy swag that we see a lot of stars easily pull it off. I think he was at ease there. In the emotional sequences.
Yeah, in the house, in all those sequences,
that's
at home is where he...
When you can see, because first of all, there's Shah Rukh and Kiran Khetu, two fine actors in the same frame. And the voice modulation, there's so many things that you can see he's struggling with. So I enjoyed his performance when he was around people his own age. But the domestic sequences and the emotional sequences really took a toll.
Like they
for me, I wanted to really like it because I actually liked his whole long hair look, and I actually never thought he was a you know, like a terrible actor or anything. I actually watched a lot of his films, him, Fadeen Khan, all of them. We all grew up on their films, and I don't think I was objective enough then to tell a good scene from a bad scene. But now, if you watch it, you can tell that there is a struggle to hit the high notes.
Yeah.
And that happens. Like, we've seen it with stars today also. So it's nothing new. But props to Farah to take that leap of faith also. It's not easy to have him play a main character like that. And I liked it that he's surrounded by veterans. Like Nasiruddin Shah also playing a fairly common role that he plays in every other film now. and it's hard. I mean, he's the best worst father in Hindi cinema. What did you think about Sunil Shetty's performance?
You know, I actually enjoyed it.
Huh.
I felt like he had, and it's interesting to me because I did not remember that Sunil Shetty was the villain of the piece.
Oh,
I'd forgotten that you know.
He won a Filmfare Award.
He did. Yeah. Wow, because he's really solid.
Yeah.
And I was like quite impressed that at that point, 20 years ago, he was willing to be a flat out bad guy. It's kind of the John Abraham version of Pathaan.
That's exactly because the enemy is within the country and he is playing a bitter patriot, expatriate, and his revenge is personal, but he's using the country as an excuse. And there are scenes where one of my favorite scenes of the film is when there's a tribute to the army going on the TV and Shah Rukh is like, you know, leave that on.
Yeah.
That's the army. And Zayed is like, you know, I hate the army.
Yeah.
I don't care. My father's army. And you could see that all the it was such a simpler time that, you know, you wouldn't read too much into it, and you believed Shah Rukh when he said, you know what, I like that, and that is what I want to be. And to make the villain someone who exploits that entire system, and our concept of patriotism was a smart thing. It was good casting.
Yeah,
I don't think Sunil Shetty would have worked in any other role. Like it just, plus, you know, you had those lenses,
the
Bazigar lenses, basically.
Yes, yes.
And I think it worked, even because with a villain like that, even if you struggle as an actor, it may just come across as something sinister in a very strange sense. Plus, you had Murali Sharma playing a character called Khan, which was lovely, which was a lovely touch also.
Correct.
Murali Sharma has been around for so long.
Correct.
And for him to transform from the villain
guy
to the hero, and saying that, you know, and to have that moment where he transforms, saying, you know what, you said that Pakistan would not
release the
prisoners like India. They did exactly that. And this was the time of Aman Ki Asha. Yeah. This was the 2004. This was when India was touring Pakistan in cricket also. So that was the foreground of the narrative, and these people were in the background.
No, I think, of course, you can't look at the logic of it, Rahul, because how can they not recognize him as most wanted Raghavan?
Superheroes. Same.
You know, but, and what I found very funny was just this little detail of when they show his den, there's water on the floor.
Yeah. Where, like, did the water come from?
Yeah, I was just like, but why? They don't have plumbing? Like, what's the issue?
And it's nicely green, lit green in a very weird sense. And I was like, if there were critics today, we would have really read into green right now. But yeah, it was such... even the what I thought was tacky, then saying, yeah, what is this? This looks like a playground. You know, the first scene of the film where the news telecast is going on and Raghavan attacks.
Yeah.
It looked like a...
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like
amateur hour.
But then I realized that it was maybe supposed to look like amateur hour. Just like Om Shanti Om was supposed to look a certain way.
Yeah.
That part reminded me of Phir Bhi Dil Hai Hindustani. And, you know, and the same messages came across in all of that.
No, but I thought Sunil made for a solid villain.
He did.
You know, he was effective in presenting a solid opposition. Uh-huh. You did not think that just because Shah Rukh is a superstar, he will walk all over him, which is what John did in Pathaan.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's true, yeah. And he did sound deluded, like, most of the time through the film. I mean, I would not put it past Raghavan to do all those things, try to kill, like, multiple people, kidnap a daughter, take the whole Ramayan metaphor to the next level, basically. But... And because of them, I stopped concentrating on how the action was or the sets were and stuff like that. Because I guess maybe then, back then, I was in that year. So I didn't realize that maybe we'll look back on this someday and feel good that this existed. But now I do.
Were you surprised at all to see Rakhi Sawant? Because I did not remember she was in this film.
I mean, today I was surprised. When we watched it again, this time I was. But I do remember... first of all, her being a big deal back then. Secondly, knowing immediately her voice was dubbed. Because I think it was around the time Big Boss was going to start. And I think we all were familiar with how she sounded. But I was quite surprised. And I'd seen her in cameos in these small in comedies after that also.
But this was like a...
This was a
substantial role.
It was.
Minnie is a proper character.
It is. And I think she was used fine. I think she was cast well, because there's this recent Jackie Shaw film called Mast Mein Rehne Ka on Amazon. And I think the Rakhi Sawant that grew up from there and has become who she is today, I think they cast her very well in this film too. So I feel like it's up to the directors really to figure out how to use certain celebrities in this country. Otherwise, you know, it's very easy to make fun of them or to, you know, to look down on them and all. But if you... I mean, now I can imagine today's generation saying, oh shit, Rakhi Sawant was part of that film. Like, yeah, we didn't even realize it, but she was very organic part of it.
She was. Yeah. She was absolutely an organic part of it. I was also kind of thinking about how the character that Amrita plays, Sanju, is actually, she had more depth than regular Hindi film heroines, because she had that rebellious streak, she had the daddy issues. Yeah. I mean, everybody in the film had daddy issues.
It was an ode to daddy issues, honestly. Yeah,
this is where, you know, Animal comes from, this long line of films of daddy
issues. That's how it started.
But, you know, it was interesting to see that Farah did give her all that angst and but all that projection of, you know, chale jaise hawai, I will do what I want and I'm master of my own destiny, etc., etc. And then again, of course, she's in a sense hollow inside. You know, obviously, I mean, the relationship between her and Kabir Bedi, who plays her father, was resolved in like a heartbeat, which was ridiculous.
Yeah, they were. that's the thing about the tone of the film also, because it is more or less a parody of serious cinema for a long time, especially the college portions and all. I like the fact that we can read deeper into what's on paper or what's on, then what is on screen. Because we know exactly the distance between daughter and father. We know Shah Rukh's grief. We know like Zayed's anger. We know all of that. And it's all resolved in one second in the film. And even the characters, it's not like they're very complex.
Yeah.
And they can't even afford to be because of the genre of the film.
Yeah. That's not what she was doing.
They can be given good like entry songs and good songs, good sequences. It was all the simplicity of it, like, was actually becomes alluring over time. I feel like you can watch it because you also don't want to take things seriously. And I think all the entire college environment really for me saved the film back then, and it continues to do so now.
Yeah.
Because it tells me how to think of the film also. If not for the college parts of the film, I'd only look at the serious India-Pakistan patriotism parts of the film and I was like, yeah, jyada hi simplistic hai. But then you look at all of that, the characters, and I think Amrita Rao and Zayed Khan and all of them fit in that.
Yeah.
Because they're all caricatures. They're supposed to be that.
Can I tell you one of my favorite jokes in the film is Barman Irani's character calling him with a different designation.
With every different designation possible.
From Subedar to Captain to Major to Commander to something to something. I just thought that was so funny.
And he does it so well.
Yeah.
And this is just after the Munna Bhai film. You want to see more Boman Irani. And playing that forgetful principal.
It was just hilarious. Yeah, it was just hilarious.
It's true. I remember asking my mother, because her father was in the army, I was like, how many possible
designations
are there? Because
yeah.
her father was a major, and I was like, how many more? Like, because I've learned all of them right now. So.
Yeah, which we did.
Yeah, exactly.
Which we did. And apparently, I'm not very up on meme culture, but apparently that, again, a very famous iconic moment of when he says, "Haan, ma, sabki hoti hai," and he says, "Sabki nahi hoti hai."
Right.
You know, apparently that's a big meme now.
Apparently it is. And I feel like even I'm fairly old that I've not seen enough of it. But I can imagine, because even when you see the scene and the expressions in that scene, the way they ham it up, you can tell that. I love that about Gen Z's in general. You can take anything from 20 years ago and make it a meme. I don't have that creativity.
Yeah, neither do I. Neither do I. And I hope Farah makes another one soon.
It's been a while, and I really enjoyed her first few films. I was really hoping to see Om Shanti Om and Mayona like Redux's time and again.
Yeah.
Let's hope, and I hope there's still space for that kind of cinema.
Yeah.
Like the tributes, the homages, and, you know, gentle cinema.
Gentle cinema, that's a lovely word for it. We will be back soon, Rahul.
We will, and this time we were back soon. So, let's.
So, believe us when we tell you this.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for watching.